The price of buying a home rose by more than 10% in the year to August, according to new figures from the Central Statistics Office. Around half of the growth in residential property prices came in the last 3 months. Separately, the CSO has also released figures showing consumer prices rose by 3.7% in September, the biggest annual increase in inflation since 2008. The main contributor to rising prices are energy costs, electricity up 20%, gas 14%, and home heating oil up a whopping 46%. Let's talk a bit more about this to our economics correspondent, Robert Short. Robert, first of all, those CSO house prices at 10% in the 12 months to August. I suppose it's not going to surprise anybody who's been looking at some of the figures coming from Daft and My Home and others who monitor what's going on in the market.
No, but I suppose really the most interesting thing here is that half of that annual increase was apparently just in the 3 months leading up to August. So you really had a surge in the property market over the course of the summer. And what we're seeing now is not only are prices increasing, but people are getting back into the market to a much greater extent that we've seen up to now. So the number of transactions is up almost 60%. Now that's on an annual basis, but even if you take it from May, there was just over 3,200 transactions conducted, and then by August that was up to over 3,700. So more is happening in the market, more people are getting back in, but of course we know the story very well by now. The supply is not there, and what's happening with all of that increased demand is it's funneling its way into increases in prices.
So the greater part of the increase concentrated in the latter part of that 12-month period. What about the regional breakdown? What's the picture there?
Yeah, well, the interesting thing is, you know, marginally, I suppose, prices are increasing faster outside of Dublin than they are inside Dublin. But you've got to, you know, factor in that prices in Dublin were much higher to begin with. I suppose what's interesting from these figures here is that we're seeing prices increase right across the board. And now they are rising faster in some markets where prices are still low and have been low and have been slow to rise up to now. So actually the area of highest price increases right now is the border region, where prices in the past 12 months have gone up by over 20%. But even in Dunleary Rathdown, one of the most expensive parts of the country, prices have increased at an annual rate of 11.5%. That'll give you an idea of how extensive this increase in prices is.
And inflation generally, those figures for the 12 months to September, 3.7% overall, but the big driver of this is energy costs.
Yeah, and we're seeing this right across Europe, and it's what I suppose is keeping economists at the European Central Bank awake at night, hoping that it is, as they say, temporary, and that it's going to tail off as things normalise next year. But really, those increases in energy prices, people will really begin to see them affecting their pocket. Electricity prices up 20.5%, gas prices up 14.2%. And then the other part of fuel that we're all very aware of, petrol and diesel, they're up by 14.5%, petrol 15.5%, diesel. Airfares up 36.5%, although you'd have to say that, you know, that's compared to last year where there was hardly any flights. And home heating oil up 46%. Again, it was low last year, so there's a little bit of base effects going on there, but there's no doubt that this is going to eat into household budgets.
Right, and the households are feeling it and will feel it very soon. But what about that feeding through generally into the economy, rising prices elsewhere as a result of those higher energy costs?
Well, we see rents go up by 5.6%. That's a big part of a lot of households' budget. Mm. But we're not seeing, strangely enough, we're not seeing food, which is, you know, a big part of household budgets. We're not seeing food go up that much. On a 12 monthly basis, it's only gone up by 0.3%. Motor insurance, one very slight glimmer of good news for people out there, actually fell by 8.4% on an annual basis. We haven't really begun to see what all of those delays in the supply chain, people will have seen containers outside ports in the UK and so on. We haven't really begun to see that find its way into price increases in general goods yet.
Robert Short for that. Thank you very much. After this short break, we'll be hearing from the new Chief of Staff of the Defence Forces, Lieutenant General Sean Clancy.